You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, Journal Babes? It's your girl, Javacia, also known as the Righteous Babe. And of course, that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S, because when you're a writer, you get to make up words. Today is a special episode because I have a special guest here to share her journaling story. Today we have Jaleesa Robinson. Hey, Jaleesa.
Hey, y'all. Hey,
Jaleesa. So Jaleesa is a writer. She's also a teacher. She's a member of my writing community. And see Jane, right? And she is obsessed with journaling.
To put it lightly,
she is about as obsessed with journaling as I am, if not more so. Like, that's how bad it is, or how good it is, depending on how you look at it. But Jaleesa, one of the things that I find really interesting about Jaleesa's journaling practice is that for her, writing is also a spiritual act. And so that's something that we're going to talk about in depth a little bit later. But first, Jaleesa, tell the people a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Hey, y'all. I'm Jaleesa. Hey, Javacia. It's good to be here. I'm a writer. I'm a part of CJ, right? I'm also... Is that the thing we're going to do now?
I think
so. At least for this call. I don't think it's going to catch on. Who knows?
It will.
Who knows? But I'm a writer, a playwright. I'm a quirky girl. So, like, I'm just myself and... You know, I'm going to be me in most situations or every situation. I try to be just be who I am. I'm a wife. I'm a stepmom. I'm a daughter to my mom. I'm a sister, a friend. I'm a Black woman. And I'm a believer in God, most definitely. I love, love, love journals. Daydreamer, teacher, music head, all that stuff. I'm just... like a mosaic, a collage.
I love it.
Of a lot of different things. And that's just who I am. And I, you know, just try to embrace being me.
I love it. A mosaic. I love that.
Yeah. That is.
So tell me, how did you first fall in love with journaling?
Oh my gosh. So I, like Javacia said, y'all, I'm obsessed with journaling. Like, I talk about it. Even my friends who do not like journaling know what they're going to give me for Christmas. They know what they can give me for my birthday. Like, always, I'm always up for a journal. But I fell in love with journaling when my aunt Bunch, one of my favorite aunts, bought me this really cool journal. And she decorated it with my name on it. Like, it was in gold letters. Like, it was all cute and stuff. And I was in the fifth grade. I'm mad that I didn't keep that journal.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's gone. I don't know where. It's recycled somewhere. But that's kind of where it started. Like, just being able to write in that journal. I would write, you know, things about, like, the boys that I like.
Of course, and,
you
know, of course.
I was in the fifth grade, so I was liking some some cuties. I would write about, like, just what happened. I would also write about goals. Mm-hmm. And so that was the first time I actually wrote, like, ooh, I want to make straight A's, or I want to do this and I want to do that. And then it, like, happened.
Oh, I love it. Like, look at you manifesting in the fifth grade.
I was like, what is this? You know, I was on it before everybody else was.
Right. So. I love it.
So, yeah, like, that got me into journaling. And then my dad piggybacked off of that Yeah, I'm using the teacher PD words. I'm like, can I piggyback? But my dad, he piggybacked off of that because he found some journals at his job, and they were like, you know, it was 2003, but they were like 2002 journals or something like that. And he got them and he brought them home for me. And I just thought that was a beautiful gift because he thought about me. He knew I liked writing. And so he was like, oh, they're just going to throw these away. Mm-hmm. And he gave me those journals. And those are the actual journals that I still have to this day with like pictures and stuff. So that's how I got into journaling, like through family. Yeah.
So do you have one journal that you put everything in and then you fill that journal up and then you get a new one? Or do you have like 10 different journals at a time like me?
Oh Lord. Like, you already, I think you know the answer.
Yes,
to that.
I do. But for the people,
I wanted to be that one journal girl. Like, I swear, I tried to do it this summer. I was like, I'm gonna put everything in this journal. And then it's just like, no, if everything is in that journal, then how am I gonna know where, you know, my gratitude is or versus my venting? You know, I need journals for various things. And so I have several journals, but I'm not gonna take you through all of them.
Tell us about a few of them.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the main rotation, y'all. So the main rotation is my planner. I consider that a journal. And in the back of my planner, there are all these white pages. Mm-hmm. And in those white pages, I do my prayer journaling. I was trying to do it in another notebook, but it just didn't work. Like, I would never pick that notebook up. And so I always have my planner with me. And so I just jot down my prayers in my planner. And then I have this 5-year journal where it's like, I'm about to date myself, but it's okay.
Girl, please. I know you're younger than me, so.
I'm about to date myself because I'm about to talk about Facebook, so. But it's kind of like the 5-year journal. You write something on a day, like each day you write something about that day. Mm-hmm. And it's for 5 years. And so I try to get that journal done. I've been doing it for like 3 years. And I really love it because it's cool to see, oh, I hung out with this person or I was going through this. Like, that's cool. And then I got my gratitude journal because, you know, you got to turn up on the gratitude. Like, seriously, my husband actually bought me that journal because he was like, you need to be more grateful.
And so your husband calling you out.
He did. He was like, I know you love journals, but we're going to be grateful. And so that's been a real regular practice of like just being grateful for life and mm-hmm. people and everything. And then I have my regular journal where I've been and write down, you know, what happened and how I'm feeling about it and all these things. And one last journal that I have is the everything. Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. Yes, I'm laughing.
Yeah, you're laughing. But what another journal that I have is the everything journal where I just write everything. You know, I might write notes from your podcast. I'm like, ooh, I want to do one of those journals. Like, I don't need any more journals.
I know, right?
But I will write. And I have some other journals, but those are my main, like, in rotation journals that I actually keep up with.
Okay. What were you going to say about Facebook earlier when you were going to date yourself?
That, the 5-year journal is kind of like the Facebook memories.
Oh, or, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. It's like, or it's kind of like, I mean, I know Instagram does it too, where they'll pop up with a story from like years ago. So.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that. So you got all these journals. What does your journaling practice look like? Do you write in each journal every day, or do you have like certain journals that you write in certain days? Or is it just like you just do whatever the spirit moves you to do?
I mean, I think it's a mixture. Mm-hmm. Like you know, you get it. Like in certain seasons, you're going to be using one over the other and all of these things. And so for me, the planner and the prayer journaling is kind of more frequent. The regular journaling and the gratitude is a bit more frequent. I try to get into that 5-year journal every day. But sometimes I have to just go back and like put stuff there. I'm not gonna lie.
And you're like, what happened yesterday? I can't remember. But,
and I will ask people too. So I was with you, and what did we talk about? Yeah, I'll probably circle back to you, Gervaisia. What did we talk about? And then I use my everything journal with, I just carried around with me and just like jot down ideas or, you know, songs or different things, notes and all that good stuff. Like, yeah, you know, I wish I could do them every day, but every day it just doesn't happen.
Right. I mean, we're busy, right?
Right. We're living life. Yes. That's why our journals are so juicy. Like, they're so good. We're living life.
So tell me, how does journaling help you as a writer? You mentioned earlier that you're a playwright. How does journaling help you as a writer? And also, how does it help you as a teacher?
Journaling as a writer, like, it helps me to be able to express myself with no fear of, you know, I mean, of course, the fear is going to be there, but you push past it, because I like journal every day or most days or weekly or whatever, like regularly. I don't have that fear of when I have to go and write a play. Like, I'm just like, I'm just going to write it and it might be amazing. Or it might be just like, oh, you know, we got to rewrite that. But however it is, it's okay, because I would rather have those expressions on the page. You know, I think it just, journaling just gives me the courage to be a writer. And even in certain periods where maybe I was going through something or like life was really heavy and I wasn't really doing my playwriting, like, I was always journaling. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm always a writer. You're always a writer, you know, especially if you journal. How does journaling help me as a teacher? Well, actually, two ways. One way is I actually have a journaling, a gratitude journal, a teacher gratitude journal, and I keep it at my job, and I'll jot down, you know, different fun moments, mm-hmm. you know, that I have with the kids, or something inspiring or something crazy, you know, and hilarious. One of the kids said, I'll keep notes and pictures and letters and different things that they give me. When I taught high school, because now I teach elementary.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize you taught elementary now.
Yeah. I teach the babies. I teach the little babies. But, like,
I salute you. I salute you. I salute you. Most of y'all know I used to be a high school teacher. So I can... Teenagers, I can handle, but ooh, little kids, ooh, I salute
really?
You. Yes, that's like, I can't do it.
I think you would be great. Like, you would be. Like,
I would not. Yuck. I would not. I would not. I promise you, I would not. No. Because I don't talk to, I talk to everybody like they're 35, right?
Yeah.
Like everybody. So you can be 2 years old, I will talk to you like you're 35.
Right. So. And you know what? Some of the babies need that. Some of the babies need it.
So,
you know?
Yeah.
You're like, elementary. We might have to get you over to my classroom to do a, what are they called? A guest speaker. So you can tell them about journaling and cool stuff like that. Yeah.
But I love that idea of keeping a teacher gratitude journal, because, you know, I was a teacher for 10 years, and
yep.
a lot of times we can be having the best day and then one little thing will go wrong and we forget about all of the good stuff that happened that day, you know?
Yeah.
And so I love that you're recording it. So, you know, when that bad thing happens, you can go back and look at all of the good stuff that happened and remind yourself. So I really, really love that. And What you said earlier about journaling giving you the courage to be a writer and how you're always a writer because you're always journaling, that was powerful. Because so many people I talk to tell me that they feel like they're a writer who doesn't write, right? Because they have these ideas, they have this desire to write, but they're just not making the time. But if you are sitting down journaling every day, then even if you're not working on a book or a play or whatever, you still will feel like a writer because you're sitting down with your journal every day. And like you said, it's giving you that courage. So when it is time to work on the play or the book or the poem or whatever, you have that courage to do the work because it's already a habit. It's a practice. It's like breathing to you now because you've been doing it so often. I love that so much.
It's spiritual. It's deep. Like, I don't know. Like, just writing is just something. Just hearing you talk about it, like, I'm like, yes. Like, you get it, you know? You sitting there with your journal. You might have your coffee. Or, like, you might be, you know, I know some people are, like, parents. So they might be in between, you know, soccer games with their kids and, like, still in a moment to write. Like, but that's beautiful. That's sacred. That's, I don't know. It's just a beautiful experience to write and to be able to express yourself through words and through that creativity. So yeah, I feel you.
Yes, it is sacred. And so I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about something that helps the Righteous Bay podcast be what it is. And then after that, we're going to get into this discussion of writing as a spiritual act. The Righteous Bay podcast would not be possible without Creed 63. An inclusive space for the community and entrepreneurs to come together to work, create, and be inspired. Located in the historic Black Business District of Birmingham, Alabama, Creed 63 is much more than a place to work, offering a wide range of resources to support and connect emerging and established entrepreneurs. Creed 63 is also home to a wonderful podcast studio, where the Righteous Babe Show was born. Head to Creed63.com to learn more. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, or if you know me, IRL, then you know that I have a community for women writers called C. Jane Wright. And as we've said, Jaleesa is a part of it. Woo woo.
I got that from Crystal, by the way. Crystal
is
C. Jane Wright.
Shout out to her. Shout out to Crystal. But Jaleesa also has a community of her own, and it is called Light Write. So tell us a little bit about Light Write.
Oh my gosh, I love Light Write. It is, you know, I was really called to create a space where we could put our belief system, you know, I'm a Christian, I love God, and where we could put that in our writing in a very special way. And it's not just for people who, like, write. I always tell people it's not just for people who write for TBN or who write Kirk Franklin plays. Like, you know what I mean. I don't write Kirk Franklin plays. Or I don't write for TBN. But, you know, God is a part of my life and a part of, like, who I am as a person. And so I just wanted to create a community where that could be present. And it's just been really beautiful because it's virtual. So we haven't had any in-person events yet. But just the vibes that I get from people, the beauty, the things that they share, the prayers, the support, like, it has really become a space that, you know, I and hopefully the people that come look forward to being in that space. And it's also been a space where people are actually talking about their projects and talking about, you know, like, the, you know, just the ideas and inspiration that, mm-hmm. you know, was given to them and that God has given to, like, it's just another exciting space to be. And I love going. I always call myself, I'm just a facilitator. I'm not, you know, people be like, oh, you're leading this workshop. I'm like, no, I am just a vessel. I'm just here. This is our space. And so that's what, you know, Light Write is. It's a space where we write, we come together. We talk about our projects. We pray for each other. We uplift each other. And there are a lot of other cool things that are coming up. So I'm getting into that space where I'm hopefully doing more. And, you know, we're going to end up having guest writers come in and, like, speak about their journey. Mm-hmm. We're going to end up doing something in October that's actually going to be an in-person writer's retreat.
Oh, that's exciting.
I'm excited about it. Like, these thoughts have been, you know, in my head for a long time, and now that they're actually taking flight, it's just beautiful to see. So, you know, I'm excited about the growth.
Love it. So when did you first start seeing writing as a spiritual act?
Oh, girl, like, I mean, it's been a spiritual act, mm-hmm. but like I told you, like, I wrote, you know, write the vision, make it plain.
Yes.
that's a Bible verse, like, for my whole life, sis. Like, write the vision, make it plain. I told you, I wrote the goals down in the fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what it was. Like, I didn't know, you know, that there is a such thing as, like, you talked about scripting,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just writing that vision down. And, like, I saw something on TikTok where Michael Jackson had wrote down what he wanted to do, where Octavia Butler wrote down what she wanted to do. Like, all these people wrote these things down, and they probably spoke it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what writing is to me. Like, it's bigger than just, oh, I'm telling a story. It's the fact that I can actually write out, you know, a future. I can mm-hmm. write out my prayers. I can, you know, put myself in a mindset that brings joy and peace and love, and that, you know, like, it's bigger than just writing a poem or writing a play. And that's what we do as artists. Like, that's what you do. That's what a lot of the women in CJ and Wright do as artists. You're writing it and you're bringing someone into your world, and hopefully that inspires them to create their own world with their writing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it's about. So that's why writing is very deep. It's very spiritual. I mean, it's fun too. Like, we gotta have fun. Like,
fun. But yeah, you're right. I mean, it is deep. It's all of those things that you just said. You know, it can be scripting or manifesting. If you're new here and you don't know what scripting is, it's basically a type of journaling where you write about the future that you want as if you already have it. I did 2 episodes on that, so you can go back and listen to them. But not right now. Right now, you're going to keep listening to us. So so that's a part of it. Also, you mentioned that you write your prayers. And for me, that was the first time I really started seeing writing as a spiritual act, was when I started mm-hmm. writing my prayers, which I didn't start doing until I was in college. So it was a lot later than you. Like, you started recognizing it was spiritual even when you were in the fifth grade. But for me, it was college when I started writing my prayers.
College is
that's when everything changes, right? So I started writing my prayers in college, and then that's when I started to realize, like, oh, wait, writing is more than just, like you said, it's more than just me writing poems or short stories, or it's my way to connect with the Creator and also to connect with other people, because I think that's spiritual too. Like, when you connect with other people through your writing, that's a spiritual act as well.
Yes, yes.
So what advice would you give to someone who not only wants to start a journaling practice, but they want to make journaling a part of their spiritual practice? What would you say to them on how they could get started?
I would just tell them, like, you, like, you know, for me, it's the prayer journal and just mm-hmm. writing it out, like writing your cries, writing mm. your joys, writing it in its form, however it comes out at that moment, because, you know, God's there, like he understands, or, you know, whatever your spiritual practice is, and just being free with it and trying to do it every day. But if you miss it, don't get it, like, don't get mad at yourself.
Right.
Just, like, keep going. You know, maybe it's once a week you check in, you write your prayers down. Maybe it's, you know, once a month. Maybe it's every day. Like, it would be cool if we could do every day. But just starting small, like, only 5 minutes. Hmm. Don't give yourself more than that, because, you know, it's tempting to be like, I want to have this spiritual practice where I sit and I pray for an hour, and
right.
maybe you're not there, like, yet, you know? Maybe your journaling thing is stealing 5 minutes in the bathroom when you can, mm-hmm. or, you know, on your planning period if you're a teacher, you know? And then also, don't put the pressure on yourself to sound a certain way.
Right. Like, right.
You know, like when
I know exactly what you mean, because when you're praying, when you're writing in your prayer journal, you feel like you got to write in King James Version.
Yes.
You know, it's like, thou. Like, right.
I talk to God like I'm talking to you.
Right.
And I
laugh, exactly. I do the same
and I
thing.
I cry. Yes. You know, like, I just think, hey, look, I didn't like this, this, and this, or this was dope, God. Right. I love this. Like,
right. You know? And I'd be like, what you doing? What you doing? Like, I write that in my prayer journal all the time. What you doing? Not what are you doing? What you doing? I write that all the time.
Yes.
No R, right? What you doing? I write that all the time.
Yes. That you gotta be real. Like, yeah. You know,
absolutely.
Like, God knows. Like, he knows your heart. He knows you're not talking about thou art. But no, I'm real and honest. Like, God, I had a rough day I'm worried about my future. Like, what's up with that?
Right.
I know, you know, right. You say order my steps in your word, but, like, where are the steps? I don't see them. Like, you know, and I'll just write that. And as you're writing that, I think things become more clear. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they don't sometimes. And sometimes you just have a peace after writing it, that even if it's not clear, you just feel peaceful because you let it out.
Yeah, I feel that. You know, one of the most profound shifts that I've had in my spiritual life as of late is realizing that prayer isn't there to change the situation, that it's there to change me so that I can deal with the situation. And once I recognize that, it completely revolutionized how I pray. Now, I mean, don't get it twisted. I still, like, have my little tantrum, right? I do my what you doing. I'll write, like, seriously in all caps.
Not seriously.
Yes, I will write that
with
in my prayer. Seriously,
points.
Yes, all caps with exclamation points. Yes, I do that. So I have my little tantrum. But then after that, I shift into, okay, like, what is this teaching me? How is this changing me? And that has just been very, very powerful, because then you're not so attached to the outcome, you know? Mm-hmm. And instead, you're able to handle the outcome no matter what it is. So that's been huge for me lately.
That's profound right there, because it just teaches you that there's a lesson in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love that you sit with yourself and think about that. Like, what am I learning? Like, and that helps you, you know, and that's, again, going back to that peace that you feel when you're writing it down. Like, you're not just like, oh, change the problem. You know, like, no, change me.
Right. Exactly.
So I can handle it. Or
exactly.
Yeah. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know how to build community. because you have one of your own. But why do you still choose to be a part of CJ and Wright? So this is the part where I'm promoting CJ and Wright. So
I know that's right. You better promote.
Well, why do you still choose to be a part of CJ and Wright, even though you have your own community?
I mean, I'm a part of various communities, you know, and each one I find value in. And CJ and Wright, I have been following, like, you and the blog and everything for a while. And then just one day I was like, this looks cool. I think I went on the Facebook. And I just saw, like, all these people, like, sharing their writing, sharing their questions, people being supportive, people reaching out to each other. Like, that's really big for me. Like, I always... You know, because writing is so, we say it all the time, writing is so solitary. Like,
yes.
Always writing by yourself. Like, if I had a dollar for every time a writer says that, like, I'd be rich. But it's true, though. And so just being in that Facebook space, like the Facebook network that you have, really inspired me. And I was like, okay, I want to see what's up with that. And then also... just seeing that you're a person that is excited about her goals, excited about her writing, like, I really respected that, and I respected the community of people who are excited about their writing and excited about their goals. And I was like, baby, I need to be in this space so I can continue to be excited about my writing, excited about my goals, like, always pressing forward. Like, I love CJ and Wright and what you're doing here.
Well, thank
and
you.
What everybody's doing. It's dope. It's really dope.
Yes. So Jaleesa mentioned the Facebook group. So the Facebook group is a free community, but then on top of that we have our membership community, which is the CJ and Wright Collective, and Jaleesa is part of that as well. And that's where we really get to dig in and work on those goals, whatever they may be. So we get together and write, we critique each other's work. I host workshops, either I'm leading or I bring in a guest. So just lots of opportunity. So I am going to give you your writing prompt for the week, but before I do that, I'm going to tell you about how you can get connected with the CJ and Wright Collective. The Righteous Babe Podcast is a production of CJ and Wright, a website, community, and coaching service founded by me, Javacia Harris Bowser. If you need more help with being consistent and committed to writing, CJ and Wright might be just what you need. Enrollment is now open for our membership program, the CJ and Wright Collective. Through the collective, you'll get access to our online resource library to help you with all different types of writing and all different facets of the writing life, as well as our weekly write-ins, monthly critique sessions, and exclusive workshops and coaching calls. Head to cjandwrightbham.com/membership for more info. And don't let the Beeham confuse you. You don't have to live in Birmingham to join the collective. So come on and join the crew. I can't wait to work with you. Each week here on the Righteous Babe Podcast, I give you a journaling prompt. And this week, just gonna warn you, this week's prompt is kind of deep, y'all. It's kind of deep. Like, it's probably gonna take you a whole week to to figure out what you want to say to this. So this week's prompt is, who are you uninterrupted? Who are you uninterrupted? Now, I did not come up with this on my own. This is actually a question that was asked of someone else, and she was sharing about it in something that I saw on Instagram. And it really hit me and struck me because I immediately started connecting it to Sabbath And so that's why I thought it would be good for this episode, because we've been talking about writing as a spiritual act. So I am in the midst of trying to find a church right now. And the church that I'm currently dating, because that's what it feels like. That's what this church search feels like. It feels like I'm dating. So the church I'm currently dating, recently the message was about the importance of Sabbath. And the minister said, you need to take Sabbath because in that rest, you remember who you are and whose you are. And so when I heard this question of who are you uninterrupted, I started thinking about, you know, what that really means is who are you when you're well rested, when you're at ease, when you're not stressed out, when you're not running around like crazy, who are you? So that's your prompt for this week. Who are you uninterrupted? Jaleesa, what do you think about that prompt?
I think that's a really good question to think about. A couple of words. Oh, did I get the answer? Or
yeah. Sure.
This is who I am. When I, you know, but a couple of things that come up for me as you were just talking about, you know, resting and just who you are when you're at peace is what I got from it. Mm-hmm. It's who I am when I'm with my friends. Mm-hmm. It's who I am when I'm with my husband. It's who I am when I'm with my stepdaughter and we're singing songs in the car, and who I am when I'm being silly with my mom, and who I am when, you know, God is just looking at me. He's like, yep, that's my kid. Like, she just being herself right now, you know, like that's just me. Like, who I am when I'm at my most level of comfort and, you know, irregardless of like the flaws and all these things, like I'm just comfortable with me.
Right.
And that's who I am when I'm at rest. I'm just at peace. I'm fearless. I'm giving. I'm loving. I'm laughing, you know. I'm dancing. just that ray of sunshine. That's who I am. Yeah. I think that's a good one. Ooh, that was deep. But I probably could write some more. That'd be a whole...
Yeah, when I first heard it, I was like, ooh, you know, it took me a minute to kind of sit with it. And like I said, I eventually started connecting it to this idea of Sabbath. And so that's why I decided that I wanted to include it in this week's episode. So tell the people where they can find you on social media so that they can be a part of Light Right if they are interested.
Yes. I am on Instagram, most active on Instagram, Jaleesa the Writer 1, J-E-L-I-S-A. I spell it out. Jaleesa the Writer 1 on Instagram, and that's where I'm definitely most active. So you can hit me up, and I will definitely tell you about Light Right or writing or whatever it is that, you know, that you want to talk about, except, like, crazy stuff. Don't be like, hey, I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, hit me up. That's all I'm saying.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. This is such a great chat, and I really appreciate you.
Thank you. And thank you.
Thanks for being a part of the CJ Wright community, too.
Yes. Thank you so much for all you do. Thank you for this opportunity. And I hope you continue doing the work that you're doing. Like, please do.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to try.
You got to do it. You got to write it down.
Yes, I'm going to write it down. I'm going to declare it in the journal. So write the vision, make it plain, right?
Period.
That's what I'm going to do. All right. So per usual, you can find me on social at Righteous Babe on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter X, or whatever it's called now. whatever that is. Anyway, I'm mostly on Instagram, so hit me up there. You can also hit me up on my personal / business Instagram, which is cgervasia, right? So let me know how your journaling journey is going, and if you would like to share your journaling story here on the Righteous Babe podcast, I would love for you to do so. But per usual, I just am here to encourage you so that you can keep writing your way to the best version of yourself and to the life that you've always wanted. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.